This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's Tropical Depression, Nicole, now, and the storm has been moving through Georgia this morning on its way up the East Coast into New England. Yesterday, it slammed into Florida as a hurricane. Pat Kiefer was visiting Vero Beach, Florida, staying in an oceanside condo.
And the water's coming right up to the windows, and it was like a... It's kind of just like a freight train just going by, and it never stopped. It never ended.
The storm caused at least two deaths in the Orlando area. A federal judge in Texas has blocked President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Federal District Judge Mark Pittman, a Trump appointee in Fort Worth, Texas, says the White House student loan forgiveness program is an unconstitutional effort to bypass Congress. Pittman writing, "In this country, we are not ruled by an all-powerful executive with a pen and a phone." The White House has argued the 2003 Higher Education Relief Opportunity for Students Act allows the Secretary of Education to waive or modify any statutory or regulatory provision applicable to the student financial assistance programs as part of a national emergency. I'm Tim McGuire.
President Biden is off to the UN climate conference in Egypt. Russia says it's begun withdrawing troops from a strategic city in Ukraine, a potential turning point in the war. But Ukraine is warning that landmines the Russians left behind could make Kherson a city of death. Authorities ordered an Emirates flight to a New York City area airport to return to Athens International Airport in Greece, and they grounded a second airliner over security concerns. But police say nothing suspicious was found after the planes and the passengers were checked. Elon Musk has emailed Twitter employees, ordering them to return to the office full time. Most are working remotely. He warns of difficult times ahead. This is AP News. They found a noose at the Obama Presidential Center construction site in Chicago.
The firm building the Obama Presidential Center suspended operations Thursday after a noose was found at the Chicago site, and it offered a $100,000 reward to help find who was responsible. Lakeside Alliance, a partnership of black-owned construction firms, said it reported the incident to police. Former President Barack Obama's foundation also released a statement calling the discovery a shameless act of cowardice and hate designed to get attention and cause division. The center is slated to open in 2025. I'm Norman Hall.
Israeli archaeologists have found an ancient comb dating back about 3,700 years, and on it, a sentence that encourages people to comb their hair to rid themselves of lice. An indication that people had trouble with lice in everyday life during that time. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.